How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. As I do every morning, I draw one card as sort of a theme for the day. And this card is talking about, the key word on the card is intensity. In traditional tarot, it resonates to the Knight of Wands. And what it means is going after a goal that you really want quickly and with incredibly undivided attention. So this is a clear focus towards something that you really want, and you make it as though it is the most important thing that you do today. So sometimes I like, this card is actually a great card for a Monday, because you go, you get your cup of coffee, you sit down, and you just start working. Sometimes that means you're doing it on the internet. Sometimes you're making phone calls to follow up with people. For those people that are looking for a job, this would be the time where you start like a machine calling people or showing up at places that might most likely want to hire you. So this is a card of intensity, focus, clear direction of what you really want. So, all right, I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the 480 area code. Hello, 480. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, quick question. I'm in the process of interviewing with a bunch of different places and restaurant and or sales position, and just kind of wanted to get an idea of what you saw this week.
Well, actually, I'm going to just concentrate on career and the vibration that I'd like you to consider to embrace as opposed to what's going to happen this week, okay?
Okay.
Because and there's a reason why I'm saying that. When I give people timing, what happens sometimes is people tend to relax into that timing and then they don't do anything about it. Like,
right.
Like if I were to say that there's a job coming to you in the next 7 days, you might relax and not
right.
do the energy that I'm going to suggest you do. One of the
sure.
things that I want to tell you is that I'm going to say this as gently as possible. Michael, you come across as a bit of a know-it-all.
Okay.
All right. And I'm saying that because people don't want to hire know-it-alls. People want to
Correct.
Hire people that will be part of the team. So the vibration that I want you to embrace is I want you to embrace the idea that you're looking for a mentor to help you take your career to the next level. All right? I'm leaning more towards sales than you being, say, a waiter. And the reason I say that is because if you go to the right guy, because there's a guy here, if you go to the right guy and say, you know what, I really admire your business. I really think you've done an amazing job. I view you as a mentor that I'm actually not even technically connected with yet. But I really like what you do, and I want to learn from you. And when you go in with that approach, it's actually saying that a job comes to you very, very quickly.
Interesting. Okay.
Because here's the thing. Your resume already shows that you have talent. But by you going in with the humble approach of you being guided by somebody that is exactly where you want to be, what happens is that that person really admires your drive and your willingness to do whatever it takes to be to either be working for them, to be a success on your own. And you know what? A sales job for you, Michael, I know by looking in your cards, is not your dream. That's not what you really want to do. However, what this is saying is that it will be a placeholder for about 6 or 7 months until you get the foundation for you to leap out again on your own.
Yep.
Okay, so the vibration is you're seeking a mentor. So instead of doing the job search the classic way of applying online for positions that seem to be open, I instead want you to start looking at companies that are around you that you really admire and go to the person that's the CEO of that company and say, you know, I've watched you really create an amazing business here. I'd like to be your person that does business development so more people know about it. I'd like to be your face of your business so that, and let's say it is business development. I'm just going to use this as an example. Let's say it's business development for a restaurant that's already in existence, but they need more event business where people actually buy out the whole restaurant. That's where you would be really good. And then you would get not only a salary to do that, but you'd also get a commission based off what you sold.
Correct.
Okay, so I hope that helps, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, Michael. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 831 area code. Oh, let me get him on the air. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen, Ms. Mona. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Karen. What's your question?
I like the card you pulled for the week.
That's for the day. There'll be a new one tomorrow.
Oh, for the day. Okay, sorry. Starting the week, but for the
that's
day.
That's okay.
Has my brother stolen any money from my mother's estate that's now in probate?
Well, before I even turn cards over, my immediate answer to that is yes. But he thinks it is part of his management fee. In other words, he thinks it's justified.
Okay.
So you may think it was stolen. He may think it's part of the process of him, you know, taking care of the expenses to facilitate this.
Well, there are trustees, but I'm sure he's justifying it somehow. Okay.
Well, what it's saying here is that August is the big resolution connected with the estate. And that the next 3 weeks are very important, Karen.
Okay.
So here's what I would do. Do you live in the same state as him?
Yes.
Okay. What I would recommend is that you and any other pertinent family members get together to talk about how we're ultimately going to settle this. Because the first card talks about putting light to the secrets, okay? And that you're not going to accuse him of stealing money. What you're going to say is, I know that our parents would have wanted this to be resolved quickly. And so I'm wondering what the procedures are, say, in the next 3 weeks or so to facilitate that. Okay? Then you have a card of August being a power month for you, which is why that my sense is that you'll get this taken care of in August. But you need to be the person. And see, here's the thing. When I give timing on things, and I always like to tell people this, when I give timing on things, people have a tendency to relax. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the timing for August will be if somebody takes action. You know, it's the old saying, nothing happens till something moves. All right? So what I would do is call a family meeting of the people that are due to receive benefits from this estate, and have your brother lay out his game plan. And this is saying that you could actually get it resolved in the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
And that you need to get past the hurt feelings, because you have hurt feelings thinking that, you know, he was considered the favorite or whatever. And really what this is that he's having a hard time dealing with this emotionally. So it's not just the pragmatic action of divvying up the estate. It's he's also, and I'm just giving you a little perspective from what I'm getting on his end, that both you and he are hurt, but he doesn't deal with the hurt as well as you do.
Okay. Are you able to tell me at all how he's stealing money? I don't believe she had cash around, but is he in her accounts, or what can I do?
Okay. What I would do is I would call a meeting with you and your brother.
Okay.
And if
there's two, I'm estranged from them, and we're not talking at all, and we've all got lawyers.
Okay. Well, then I would have your attorney contact your brother's attorney and have a meet and greet about how to finally get this all settled. Because what I'm seeing here is your brother thinks he's justified in taking some sort of a manager's fee connected with the estate. And he may have already...
Doing that?
I'm just seeing that he is doing that. I'm not seeing how he's doing that. But a how might be that there might be pieces of jewelry that he's already decided should go to him.
Oh, I know. I know they've already looted the house, but I'm wondering about the accounts.
Okay, but this is. I'm just telling you. You've asked me, was he stealing the money? What I'm saying is that he's taking money, but he thinks he's justified in it. Which is what I would do is go to my attorney and say, I think he's taking money. I think he thinks he's justified in taking money, and I really have a sense of urgency that we need to get this settled within the next three weeks, or there'll be no money left in the account. That's how I would say it to my attorney if I were you.
Okay.
All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 939 area code.
Area code. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, who's this? Julie.
Julie, you're echoing. Do you have your computer on in the background?
Oh, yeah, let me turn it off.
Oh, good, then it's not just me.
Are you echoing, or are you happy to see me now? Okay, is it better now?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm still getting an echo,
but
that's okay.
Hopefully
I can ignore that when I answer your question. What's your question?
Okay, somebody in my life made a kind of a grand gesture towards me, and then they took it back. So I was just wondering what was...
Did it involve getting
the dog back?
Oh, no, this is completely different.
Okay.
Just
want to
let you know I
remembered
you.
Oh, good. No, this is completely different. It's more like a boy-girl kind of thing.
Okay.
So
he made
a
grand
gesture,
and then he actually took it back?
Yeah, and I wasn't too sure if there was a jealousy component or not.
On your end or his?
On your end or his?
His.
Okay,
what
I would do is point out the cartoon of
Lucy
holding the football for
Charlie
Brown.
Okay.
I would actually find one online,
print
it out, and
send
it to him.
Okay.
And just say, hold on, I'm thinking about how to present this. You could just say, you're Lucy
you're
and I'm
Lucy
Charlie
and
Brown
I'm
here.
Charlie Brown here.
Okay, yeah.
Treat it
very
whimsically,
comically,
and don't treat
and
it like, it's a, big
it
deal.
Like it's a big deal.
I'm not. I'm just in retrospective wondering what was behind it. I mean, there had to be, it was a grand gesture for this person to even do what they did. And I didn't know what I was supposed to do, so I kind of did nothing. And I'm just wondering, you know, there's got to be some type of impetus why the person pulled it back.
Because he didn't think you appreciated it initially because you didn't respond immediately. All right, my friend.
Gotta go.
Okay, bye. Sorry, guys, the echo on... I don't know if you guys were hearing the echo on that, but that was driving me a little nuts. All right, I've got somebody here from the 760 area code. Hello, 760. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona. It's Bridget.
Oh, hey, Bridget.
Yeah.
What's your question for me?
Well, I would like to know, in terms of my cooking business, personal chef business,
oh, yay.
I should say. Yes. What you could tell me, because it's brand new, and I'm looking forward to more clients.
Mm-hmm. And it's saying here that your initial clients will be men, and that what I would recommend is that you you post at the gyms around you, at the local bulletin boards, at like Whole Foods or Sprouts, if they
yeah.
have those where you are.
Yes.
The other thing I would, it's funny because I immediately got this, don't advertise on Craigslist, which is weird, I just got that. But your cards, every single one of your cards is coming up incredibly favorable.
Great.
You have you presenting yourself as someone that is competent yet really fun to deal with and a great interaction. Then it's saying that you have the best and happiest card you can get in my whole deck, which in traditional tarot is called the Sun. So I know this mm-hmm. is going to be a successful business. Then you have a card that resonates to a man. Now, this is probably the type of man that you are going to cater to. So I'm going to suggest you go to areas where these kind of men exist, all right? But this is
okay.
a very cerebral, intelligent man that does not like to deal with the fine details of things like cooking, all right? So this
right.
would be a guy that you could say for $150 a week, you can package up dinners for every night that week that he can just,
right.
you know, throw in a microwave or heat up or whatever. And that they're delivered every Monday morning to the doorman, wherever he lives, and they're kept cold in a cooler that you'll provide. And then he puts them in his fridge, he heats them up every night for 5 days, and then he orders them again for the next week. So a menu that you can come up with that would have 10 different items, because he might
mm-hmm.
like one in particular and maybe have that 2 or 3 times a week. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
you actually come up with, and I would call it the executive package.
Mm.
All right, and literally, the executive package. And that
mm-hmm.
you would have 5 dinners for $150, which
mm-hmm.
is pretty reasonable because you can do more than one of these and economically it'll work out real well for you. But
mm-hmm.
but that's the kind of man I want you to cater to, is the guy that's too busy to cook, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it's saying, so, for example, what city do you live in?
San Diego.
Okay, so here, San Diego. Oh, San Diego. I love San Diego. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so let's say you went to one of the office buildings in Mission Valley, all right,
mm-hmm.
and you looked on the, you don't have to actually go up and cold call, but you look on the register of those buildings there, and you want to start within like a 5-mile radius of where you live so that it's easy to deliver. But you look at the register of what businesses are listed there, all right? Then you go back to your computer at home, and you find out who the CEO is of that business.
Mm-hmm.
You send him a warm, lovely little letter.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And what I'm getting here for you is that the more you cater to the busy, and I keep getting men, the more you cater
mm-hmm.
to that, the better. The other thing that I would do for networking opportunities for you is it would be to hit happy hours, where a lot of men seem to go, and hand out your card.
That.
Well, think about it. You know, here's these guys. They're probably, and I'm talking about the really nice places in San Diego. You know,
right?
Not the ones that are advertising $3 appetizers and $1 beers.
Right.
Okay. I would go to the ones that are pretty high-end restaurants where they would go whether it's happy hour or not.
Mm-hmm.
okay, and hand out your card about what you do, because this would be both women and men. And the cool thing about it is that there are plenty of busy women that would also take advantage of your service.
Right.
So, you know, so what I'm seeing here, is there a huge success for you? Yes, absolutely.
Right. Do you see anything about a TV show? I've been approached about a TV show.
You know, I would actually hire someone to film you doing a mock TV show.
Really? That's what they're proposing.
Okay, but here's the thing is, I want, whether you do it with them or you do it on your own, is I would like you to hire your own videographer so you own the video.
Okay.
Okay, so you hire your own videographer, and it could even be, you know, either how your service works or something you prepare that's way easier than people think, or, you know, whatever it is. What I'm seeing here is that, like, for example, I do a wonderful cold avocado soup, and if you look up recipes online, they're usually pretty complicated. And really, all you need to do is blend up an avocado with a cucumber and some little bit of sour cream and some jalapeno and some lime juice. Throw it all together, and it comes out amazing. And then you chill it, right? And you serve it for dinner.
Yeah.
Well, thing is the other avocado soup recipes out there involve heavy cream, or they involve you using chicken broth or all this other stuff, when in fact you only have to throw a few ingredients together and you've got this beautiful cold soup.
Right.
So
I'm all about, I'm all about quick and easy,
Okay, so if it's Bridget's Quick and Easy, by the way, what's the name of your business?
Home Sweet Home Cooking.
Excellent. All right, my friend. I am getting nothing but good things about this for you. So
that's great.
Go kick butt.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Ciao.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here. Let me get somebody here from, hold on. Hang on, you guys, my computer's going slow. Got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661, who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Hannah speaking.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I like the card of the day because it was exactly about actually what I wanted to ask you. I've decided I really need to change my job, and I've been hanging on for dear life for a few years, but I have the problem. I don't know where to start. I don't really know what I'm wanting to do, and I am a bit lost.
See, according to what I'm seeing in your cards, is that you are treated as an expert right now. That what you do is very good, that you're treated as an expert. What's interesting here is that I'm not sure that you're going to totally eliminate what you've done in the past. I actually think that you will springboard from what you've done in the past into something a little bit more, where you're a little bit more appreciated. Okay? Because that's really what it boils down to, is you working in an environment where your skills are more appreciated. And what it's saying is that you being able to work the political environment around you is key to what the next adventure is going to be for you. What's really funny, interesting about your cards is the only number that's showing up in your cards is the number 7. All right? And you have 3 cards that are the number 7 in your reading. So I only draw 5 cards. 2 of the cards are people, which don't have a number connected with them, and the 3 other cards are connected with the number 7. So the first number 7 card talks about the ability for you to handle the politics around you. The second number 7 card, is about you being patient enough to cultivate what it is you really want. And the third number 7 card resonates to a card in traditional tarot called the Chariot. And it's the card of having full knowledge of good and evil and being able to move forward to negotiate that with the full knowledge of good and evil at your avail. So it's knowing what's good and evil about what you might want to do moving forward and being able to guide the energy of both of those for your benefit. And it's a lot like working, again, the political environment where you are, that you know the good and evil of where you're going and what you're going to do, and you work it to your behalf.
Yeah, but I really need to get away from the job itself, but I see exactly what you mean. You can have politics in every organization.
Right,
and,
but according to what I'm seeing for you is that there is somebody politically connected with you right now from what you've already done that can pave the way for you to have the job you want. So there's somebody...
You mean where I'm working at the moment or from my outside circle of friends?
It is saying that somebody that you know will facilitate or pave the way for you to have the job you want. So what career direction are you going to move into?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know anymore. I can tell you what I do. I lecture at a university, so I lecture marketing and things like this. But
right.
It's the job is good, but it's not challenging enough for me anymore. You can't get a promotion. Environment
right.
is not so good. I was even thinking, you know, I'd even move. If I need to move, I'd move. But I'm
actually,
not exactly
your cards
sure what's working.
Yeah, your cards are not saying that you have to move. So what it's saying is that the environment right now around you is fertile enough for you to go in the next direction. So here's what I would give you as a homework assignment, Hannah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to divide it into three columns. All right? So you're going to draw two vertical lines down the sheet of paper so you have three columns. In the first column, I want you to write down all the things that people tell you you're good at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that you've received compliments from people about what you're good at. The second column is the things that you know that you're good at. So people could tell you you make a great cup of coffee, but that's not really, that's sort of a benign little silly thing. But here's the thing, if you knew how to actually grow coffee beans, then that would go in the next column, all right? So here's the thing, someone tells you you bake great chocolate chip cookies, but you do it from a mix. Or someone tells you you do great chocolate chip cookies, but on the second column you do it from scratch, all right? So this is what I'm trying to get you to do, is I want you to, first column is everything people tell you you're good at. The second column is the things you know you're good at. And the last column, which I want you to do last in this exercise, is what you love to do, whether it's technically connected with a career or not, what you love to do, okay? Because it's going to be from the second and the third column that you create what it is you want to have moving forward. And as you are interacting with people politically, as you're talking to people about you're ready for your next challenge, you're ready for your next success, then you can say, I would really like to do, and then fill in the blank, whatever that is. Because what I see with your experience is you're very good at coordinating details and making people happy, all right? You'd be, I think, excellent at being someone that does trade show logistics for, say, an electronics company. So wherever you live, wherever the convention center is, that I could actually see you connecting with people that facilitate conventions, and you are the person that's either the salesperson for that or the customer care coordinator for that. That you take your skills to a bigger and more global level.
Yeah, I need a challenge, I need something different, you know.
Okay.
I get bored extremely quickly.
Right.
So
here's
yeah.
the thing. You doing something like that would take care of the boredom because you'd be doing a variety of different things every day. And I like
yeah.
that. So check into that, and let me know how you're doing in the next week or so.
Thank you so much. I'm going to really sit
All
down
right.
and think about this. It's the biggest challenge. But I'm going to be
All right,
Thank
my
you.
Friend. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, you guys, I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Post-launch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Okay, I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 561. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I put some flyers out by my church and some business cards, and I'm also applying for a part-time cosmetic position. I want to see what you see about anything coming up.
Okay, wait. What was the part-time position again you're applying for?
Oh, at a cosmetic store.
Oh, all right. Let's see what the cards want to tell you. All right, I've drawn them right now. Well, I don't know that you're going to get the part-time position at the cosmetic store. It's not the position that you necessarily want anyway, and I think they picked up on that vibration that you're not sure you really want it anyway. But what it is saying here is that you need to be in a job where it feels like you're fully engaged and fully involved. So what did you do before you found yourself not working?
I was in administration. I was in office management, property management.
Well, one of the things, and I totally understand this sense. One of the things that I keep picking up on is how sad you sound when you're talking with me on the radio here. You sound sad. People don't want to hire people that sound sad, right? So here's the thing: is that you need to realize that every day that you wake up is an adventure for you, and you need to look at it that way. You also need to look at your life as though certain things that are not happening for you that you thought you wanted to have happen with you, maybe you're dodging a bullet. Maybe you're being guided away from what actually wouldn't be a good fit for you. All right? So I wouldn't do your best to not look at this amount of time that you've not been working as though it's a reflection on you as a qualified employee. All right? So instead, what I would highly recommend is that you get yourself dressed today in bright clothes, like bright red, bright blue, bright green, something that stands out that doesn't look like you're going to a funeral. All right? I want you to actually look like you're going to a party or a wedding, or at least wear those colors that look like you're going to a party or a wedding. So if you have a nice bright red jacket with some slacks, you're going to stand out more than if you show up in a dark suit, all right? And I want you to start showing up at these temporary staffing companies around you. And I want you to actually go in person, because you're better in person than you are over the phone. And this is about you taking action, not sitting around and waiting for the phone to ring, or not necessarily applying online. But what I want you to do is pick three temporary staffing services today and go there today and say, "Hi, my name's Lisa. I've got amazing customer service and administrative experience available, and I'd like to know what you might have available for me." Fill out the application, take the typing test if necessary, and get yourself into something, even if it's only temporarily. Now, I know ideally you're looking for a temp to hire position, and that's what you say to them, "I'm looking for a temp to hire position, but I'm willing to take whatever you have available, even if it's only for a few days." Because what I'm seeing here for you is that you need to get back on that work bicycle again, where you're actually doing something. Because right now, they're comparing you and the fact that you've been a little down about the fact you haven't found somebody to somebody that's got the idea of, you know what, this is an adventure. I'm not taking it personally. They're just looking for the best fit. And that's what you're competing against, is somebody else that realizes that they're going to have to probably visit 20 or 30 places before they get a job, and you keep trying to hit the home run with each place you apply. So It's going to be about you sprinkling yourself among a variety of different places so they go, "Oh, we need to bring Lisa in. We need to do this. It needs to be Lisa, because we have the skills here." There's no question in my mind you have the skills. But you need to start showing up in person, wearing bright colors so that people will remember you. I hope that helps, my friend. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 616 area code. Hello, 616. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, Mona. This is Joan.
Hi, Joan. What's your question?
Hi. Well, I'm kind of struggling with my pet right now, and I'm wondering if it's the right time to put him down. I don't know if you can help me, but
hard. Oh my God, that's hard.
It's impossible. I don't know what to do.
Well, this decision's not up to me. This decision's up to your pet.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is I would take him into the vet, explain what's going on with him, and ask
mm-hmm.
your vet's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, it is the hardest thing in the world, and so freaking unfair that we have to let such a great companion go. And having been somebody that has been with treasured pets when they have passed, I know that this is one of the most difficult decisions to make.
I've never had to do this before. He's 17 years old, but just old.
Wow.
He's just
wearing out. You have a dog that has been with you for 17 years?
Yes.
Okay, first of all, that is a remarkable display of love and devotion you've had to this animal.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, most dogs make it around 10.
Yeah.
And the fact
not him.
because he's, you know, but the thing is you need to ask some very logical questions. Is he in pain? Is he eating?
He's eating. It's hard to tell if he's in pain, to tell you the truth. He's just old. He's worn out. He doesn't have any disease. He's never had any broken bones. He's a toy poodle. And just old. You know, I have a 92-year-old mother, and he's showing the same symptoms that she does, just slowing down. And
this would be a question for your vet, not a psychic.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but
just
here's
wondering
the thing.
If...
Wait, I just want to tell you, Joan, the fact that this amazing, amazing boy has been with you for 17 years speaks to how much and how well he's been loved.
Oh yeah, he has. He has very much.
Not only by you, by the way.
Mhm.
All right, my friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Well, I'm struggling, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 305 area code. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. How are you? It's Eduardo. How are you doing?
Hi, Eduardo. What's your question?
I wanted to see what you get. I had a gentleman that wanted to offer me a business in commercial real estate. And I wasn't sure if that was the right thing for me. I wanted to see what you get.
Okay. Well, I have to. I'm seeing a couple men here, so I need to ask your birthday, Eduardo. Are you a Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius?
A Cancer.
You're Cancer. Okay. There are two men coming up in your cards. One is an air sign, so that's a Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra, and one is an earth sign, which is a Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. All right.
Okay.
There's a man that I don't like, which is the Capricorn, Taurus, or Virgo. It just seems like he's trying to get everything he can from you without a lot of money coming back to you. So he's trying to hire you for cheap, but getting as much as he can out of you. It's like insurance companies who hire new salespeople and expect them to reach out to all their friends and family. And then if it doesn't work out with you being an insurance person, then the person who hired you gets to take over all those accounts.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're getting that gut. You're getting that gut feeling right now, Eduardo, and I agree with you.
Okay,
so
cool.
Here's the thing, is I don't mind that you go into real estate. As a matter of fact, I think you would kick butt at real estate. But I don't think that this person's the right mentor for you.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I felt. So, I mean, you offered me another business in recruiting. But I don't know. It might be like
you said. Yeah, no,
like
I agree with you. There's a reason your gut's reacting the way it is, and I'm just validating what you're already feeling. This is not the right fit. I have to tell you, if I were to choose anybody for you to actually work for, I would choose a woman. Because there's this woman coming up in your reading she's already made an amazing success for herself. And if you were to approach her, and again, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the program, but I told Michael at the beginning of the program that his next opportunity needs to be where he seeks out somebody that can act as a mentor for him, that can teach him what he doesn't know. So there's a woman that is in your industry that you already admire, according to this, and that I would approach her. Would there be something that you could help out with in her business, because you would really like to learn from her? And by you having that approach, not only do you get to be aligned with someone that you can actually trust, and that's a huge thing I have to tell you, you have to be able to trust who you work with. And this is saying that your best choice would be a woman. All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Mona. I appreciate it.
All right. See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 646 area code. Hi, 646. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tony. Good afternoon.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Tony. Good. What's your question?
Just wanted to see what you saw in terms of career. I've been putting a few things out there, speaking to different people, so I just want to see if you saw anything coming up.
Let's see. One of the things that you had to do at a very young age was kind of learn to control your temper. Because, and I'm saying it because you're a very fast learner, you're a very quick study, you're somebody that you get things very quickly, you get the political environment of where you are very quickly, and you're very good at discerning the character of somebody very fast, right? So having said all of that, it says to me that the best kind of job for you would be something that is involved in sales, where your initial impression of somebody makes all the difference in the world. And I'm hearing an incredible echo, so I'm wondering if you have your computer on in the background.
No, but let me take my computer off the speaker. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's much better. Okay.
Nope.
Because what it's saying here is that you have these cards that talk about when you are in clear focus, when you are all in, what happens is that nobody can act as quickly as you can. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at your cards, and you know, if you had an extra $5,000 or $10,000 laying around, I would highly recommend that you learned how to be a online stock trader, because you're really good at coming up with fast decisions and really good at identifying companies that could be a really huge success. But what it's saying here for you is that you need to work for somebody that's smarter than you. And that would be the biggest goal I would go after, is that instead of looking for just a job, I want you to look for someone, and this is actually saying this is a man, that is smarter than you, that you can actually respect and learn from, because you're a really quick study. You learn very fast, and you want to be in an environment where it's always about you learning and growing and shaping into something way bigger than what you've been doing. Okay? So that's why there's been a level of frustration with your career, because you know you're capable of something bigger. So what I want you to do is I want you to find, it's like you working for somebody like a Bill Gates or a Tony Hsieh, somebody that is has already made their mark in the world by how smart they are.
Right.
And that you align yourself with that person, and eventually either become their COO or some manager of a certain division or something like that, because you're happier when you can work independently. The other kind of career that I would highly recommend for you would be, again, and I keep getting that the more independently you can work, the happier you are, is if you were to study to get your real estate license. And then work for somebody that is way smarter than you in that industry. In other words, you know, like look around in your community to see who is who are the most successful real estate agents, and maybe even own their own division of the company, and that you go to them and say, I think I'm really interested in real estate because I really admire what you do. And then usually the real estate company will help sponsor your schooling as long as you come work for them when you're done. Because what I'm seeing is that the more independently you can work, and the more you see the rewards from how independently you can work, the happier you're going to be working.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I've got somebody here from the 985 area code. Hello, 985. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Risha. I would like a relationship reading.
All right, let's see what it says for relationships for you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Well, there is there's a man here that is, I would call him impatient, and he doesn't settle very well. He's not somebody that, he does not know how to relax very well. Do you recognize this man?
Yes.
Okay. He's a very good man, but you have to give him a lot of space. So this man has potential for you in a relationship as long as you give him lots of space. And that this is a man that also needs his own man cave. This is a guy that he needs his time to do his thing. And when he has time to do his thing, he's incredibly happy. This is not a guy that you would say, well, what are you doing when you're not with me? Are you seeing another woman? Because he resents people that don't trust him. I guess that's the way I need to phrase that. So if you come across as somebody that doesn't trust him, that's the quickest way for you not to have a relationship with him.
Okay.
All right. So what I would do is I would relax a little bit more into this relationship, enjoy it when the two of you are together, and don't be the one that's like, well, what were you doing yesterday? How come you didn't call? Don't be that person.
All right. Okay. This guy lives in a foreign country, though. He lives very far away from me.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't mind if he lives someplace else. I don't care that he lives someplace else. But
right.
You have to realize that if you've gotten his attention, that's great. Don't send him any money. I mean, don't let him talk you into some idea that he's trying to get out of a country somewhere. I mean, obviously don't fall for those scams where people out of the country want to get money from you. But can you have a relationship with this guy? Yeah. But he's got to prove to you that he's actually worthy of you, Risa.
Right.
Use your common sense here, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever met him in person?
Briefly, and it was brief. And he has his own money. He's a design engineer. Actually, he's an architect, so he has his own money. He doesn't need
All right.
money.
That's fine.
He's rather a brilliant man. So
okay, that's fine. Because what I'm getting is the relationship. The relationship has potential. You just need to make sure that it's got potential, and I'm just giving you practical advice. Don't send him any money, even if he says he's trapped in some foreign jail somewhere, because I have to tell you, you would not believe the number of women that have called me that have been scammed by people that they've been dating overseas, and suddenly after the relationship's been going great for so long, they get this urgent message that they need, you know, $50,000 to bail them out of jail.
Right.
And you have to be able to say, gosh, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Right. Well, he's gainfully employed. Yeah, I would never get that.
Right.
Yeah.
And
what I'm
saying to you, though, is that that you need to treat him with the kind of space he deserves, and you need to take on the idea that you're perfect the way you are, and that when he's ready for the relationship to go to the next step, he'll come to you.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Sure.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 541 area code. Hello, 541. Who's this? Hello, 541. You're live on the air. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Thank
you are.
Thank you for taking my call, yeah. I was on mute. I had unmuted. I just wanted a question on my career.
What's your first name?
It's Donna, sorry.
Oh, hi, Donna. Okay, what's your question?
Hi. On my career, for the past 4 years, I've been pursuing a particular career. It's been my passion, but it is not, the doors haven't been for me. And so recently, I just did what I call a shredding. I actually went in my office and shredded a lot of stuff that I've accumulated for the past 4 years. And I feel like I have just kind of given up in a way, or maybe the word would be more surrendered. So I'm just kind of curious of where it's going to lead me.
Well, what's interesting is that you have this card of addressing the pain of where you are, which is a really cool, I mean, seriously, that's really cool. You've addressed the pain of where you are, and you want to get yourself out of this feeling of being sort of vacillating and maybe even a little trapped. You want to get yourself out of that feeling. So what it's saying here is that there is somebody, and this is indicating a man, there's a man here that's going to offer you a hand to help. And I want you to be open enough and brave enough and receptive enough to accept the hand of help. All right? So the vibration that I want you to do, and I want you to do this every morning when you wake up. Are you ready?
Yes.
Every morning when you wake up, I want you to get out of bed. I want you to face east, and I want you to open your arms wide above your head and say, I'm open to my blessings. All right?
Okay.
I'm open to my blessings. And then what I want you to do is I want you to think of anybody out there that you've ever helped in the past, that you can talk about what you'd like to do moving forward. And I don't know if you heard me talking to somebody a little earlier about writing down, you know, what people have told them they're good at, what they know they're good at, and what they love. And that there's a list on all three of those categories, what people tell you you're good at, what you know you're good at, and then what you love, all right? And that out of the column of what you know you're good at and what you love, you create the next opportunity. So if money were not an issue, Donna, what would you do to fill up your day?
That's a great question. I would pursue my passion.
And what is your passion?
to be a speaker and trainer and coach.
Okay.
On communication,
so,
yeah.
Have you taken any training with any formal places like the Carnegie Institute? Have you taken any formal training, or are you just a great speaker?
I've taken formal training both through John Maxwell training, and
uh-huh.
I've also had extensive training through neuro-linguistic programming as well.
Okay, because I have to tell you, if you got on the trade show circuit about things that you know you're good at and that you could actually facilitate sort of a training thing on behalf of a company, then this may be the way for you to have that stepping stone to what you ultimately want.
Okay.
Okay, so if there's an area that you know you're good at, that you know you could train a big room full of people, then you reach out to that company and say, I'd like to be your showcase trainer at these the trade shows you do several times a year.
Okay.
So it's a slightly different tack on what you already know how to do, but it allows you to gain experience by major companies that have hired you to do this. And
okay.
You actually get to, so it's the dream. It's just approaching it a slightly different way.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
My friend, I got to go. I just looked at the time.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For your call.
Thank you.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio, for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.